Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's the Puffcast.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard. There's the outrageous Toby. No, outrageous Scott Brennan.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Toby Sullivan.
Sorry,
I apologize.
Sorry,
we're at IKEA. And while it was a good idea at the time.
We have been here for hours.
Well, can we just get a coffee or something? Because.
No, you have to make it yourself with an Allen key.
You know, I don't actually mind IKEA.
I like the stuff when it's at home, but it's the forced path. You can't deviate.
That is bullshit. They've done surveys. They've done studies that if you just open your eyes, you can find your way through it. IKEA is fun. IKEA is fun. They've got all those little cubby house setups, you know, with like the fake kitchens and stuff. It's like an adult cubby.
They should rent it out for homeless people.
It's like an achievable midpoint between technical Lego and grand design.
It is like Lego because the instructions, there are no words in them. You just have to guess what goes where by the picture, how the pictures change from one panel to the next.
But it's funny. You sit there and go, oh, this has got the bright primary colours of a Kandinsky, but the spatial efficiency of a Fritzel. This is great. I like IKEA. I like it.
Stop talking about Fritzel.
I have two Fritzel jokes. I have two excellent Fritzel jokes.
Good.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So
I am huge in the creepy child kidnap market. Yeah. I am. I'm doing their annual convention this year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Except they're not going to tell me where it is. They're just going to snatch me off
Bundle
the street.
You. Yeah.
On that note, we should move into the update.
Stop calling me a homo. Or you will be sorry.
Puffcast. The soap opera that gave us Kylie Minogue has finally delivered on its promise as the character Chris came out this month to his TV family, establishing himself as the first recurring gay character in the program.
Oh.
Several viewers were apparently shocked to discover that for years in the 80s, Madge was actually a woman the whole time. Not bumming Harold off. She was still the top, even if she was a lady.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was overweight and embarrassed to go any place. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12.
Well, it's time for the gay to Zed, and we have finally reached the letter we've been desperate for.
The one that we're genetically predisposed to be excited about.
Yeah. The letter K for Kylie.
Kylie!
Kylie! Oh, my God, Kylie!
I love Kylie.
Too.
It's like a magic spell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
I did Kylie Minogue jokes on stage one time.
Oh, you don't. You don't.
I got booed off stage.
I went on the gay radio station in Melbourne, Joy 94.9, and said something inappropriate about Kylie's smaller boob.
Oh.
And yeah. They don't like it when you make fun of her either.
Oh, no.
Well, that is like shooting fish in a barrel, though.
Yeah, it's a bit easy.
It does make
but
it
about,
simple.
What about that talking puffy gig that we did
many
years ago where you had been given...
Someone gave me a Kylie dolly.
Like a... Oh, sorry, it was like a Barbie.
It was like a Barbie. Yeah. And I decided she was anatomically incorrect and she needed to be repaired with a corkscrew and a kitchen knife. And I dug out one of her tits.
You can send your complaints to just a podcast at talkingpuffy.com.au.
No, that's amazing. People still talk about that. They're so protective of Kylie.
There were only 30 people at that gig. And I've heard that story back from so many people. It's like there are a million there.
Adam, there are only 12 at the Last Supper.
Yeah, that's true. But about 2 weeks after that gig, I went and met a producer, had a meeting with a producer for Channel 7 who I thought had no idea about sort of anything that I'd done, let alone this. And I walked in, the first thing he said to me was, oh, so I heard you guys cut Kylie's boob off last week. And I was like, what the hell?
But that's the thing. It's sacrosanct. You can do pretty much anything goes in gay world.
But you don't
Pretty much anything. You can do whatever you like. And God knows, we've done most of it, you know, in this... in this studio just today. But you cannot go Kylie.
It's true. Like, I can, you know, I can ravage my septum with amyl, but we can't cut off a plastic boob.
Do you know the weirdest one was Sam Simmons, the bent comedian that he is, came up, well, you can't do that. That is just wrong.
And I'm like, terribly upset.
He goes, you can't hurt a dolly. He didn't care that it was Kylie. He was upset that I'd maligned it.
Mauled a dolly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, poor Sam. Sam's not hooked up, right?
No.
But yeah, we are talking about Kylie. Well, not just Kylie, but all divas.
Yes, like yes.
Diva world.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Well, who have we got? We've got you, Liza Minnelli.
Liza, well, that's for your older divas.
Yes. And
I'm right here.
Hey, thank you. Madonna. I used to be obsessed with Madonna. I had scrapbooks full of Madonna.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Wes Snelling and his Midler tattoo.
Yeah. You're going to get Papa Don't Preach tattooed onto your back.
Yeah, I'm sick of those fucking needy, needy priests preaching at me. Fuck me up the ass. But yeah, there's heaps of them. There's, you know, Shirley Bassey. Seriously, this is a true story. When I was a little kid, I was asked, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I went, Miss, when I grow up, I want to be Shirley Bassey.
What a giveaway.
Wow. And then my dad tried to send me to footy training. Why? Why?
Oh, why indeed? Lots of red meat for you, son. Off to footy training. I actually went and saw Shirley Bassey live a few years ago. She was so fantastic.
Oh, she was
amazing. It was actually a birthday present. I didn't know what it was. And a friend said, meet me here on, you know, the day after your birthday. And I met him and he said, here you go, and handed me a ticket. We were all going to see like Shirley Bassey in like half an hour. So I was like, oh my God. But the great thing was that she just came out in just every time she stepped on stage, she had a bigger and bigger frock on.
It was
just ridiculous.
She's the original 14 costume changes.
Honestly,
in one
show. It was like the Mardi Gras parade. It just got, you know, just on and on it went. But she did Hey Big Spender, which is, you know, the big number.
Hey Big Spender!
Got to the end of that. The whole crowd just went completely ballistic.
Just
and
a
she
huge
went,
gaygasm.
Oh, it was a huge gaygasm. But she got to the end of the song and went, you know what? I really enjoyed doing that. Let's do it again. And so she just sang it again. And the whole crowd went, yay!
I do that on SingStar. Except I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Well, we should talk to our favourite drag queen, Prue Lapps, I think.
An expert.
Speaking of divas.
About why. Why the divas? Why they're so obsessed? To infinity and beyond, come into your arms. This cast. Hello, is that Prue Lapps?
Hello, darlings. How are you?
Oh, we're excellent. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm on stage again.
Oh, with your Bluetooth?
Yes, got my Bluetooth in. No one's really paying attention anyway. I'm just drinking and I'm doing Liza.
Now, I mean, do you have a... We're talking about divas here at Talking Puffy today, Pro.
Of course you ain't me, because I'm a diva.
So who's your favourite?
My favourite diva has got to be... Celine Dion.
Celine Dion?
Really?
Any woman who can sing like that and still look like a horse is fine by me.
She looks like a praying mantis. She's so thin.
Oh, my God. She looks like the kid from the film Mask. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Her head is so enormous.
Yeah, Celine
Dion.
What
do you mean, have we seen that? Cher's in it.
Of course.
Celine Dion is really, she's nothing more than a cautionary tale with a 4-octave range.
Exactly.
She's just a warning to the others.
A sobering warning, yeah.
I do love the fact that, you know, she was prepared to sing a ballad about 1,500 people who drowned in the ocean at the end of Titanic.
Well, the only reason that she could get away with that is because when the clip was on, everyone was going, fuck, is that the iceberg singing?
Oh, no, we've struck Celine Dion.
Oh, my God, 9-tenths of it are in her chin. Oh, she's the weirdest-looking creature. But I do like a bit of Cher. I do like her now.
Yeah, she is heaven.
She is a wonderful artist, and she can't stay out in the sun for too long because she'll fucking melt. Oh, God, I'm surprised she can even move her mouth, for Christ's sake.
Do you know, I one of the gayest moments in my life was when my husband and I once had a fight over whether Believe Cher would beat Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves Cher in a fight.
You and your boyfriend need to get out more.
We do. We really do.
Come and see one of my shows.
I will. Have you got a favourite Cher number? She's such a star.
Yes. Do you believe in life after love? I do like that one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uh-huh. Yes. I cover my face in Glad wrap and then just put the hair dryer on it so that it kind of cools. That's how I look like it. I put on my Morticia Adams wig and it's all go.
Who else do you do impressions of in your show?
Well, I do Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Cyndi Lauper.
She's a bit of a diva, did you hear? Yes. Yes, I do her. I basically just dress up as a small chihuahua and just yell at people. doesn't she sound like a dog that's in pain? Like, she does it well, but honestly, if an animal made those noises, you would put it down.
I'm offended on behalf of all the Goonies. at that assertion.
And what about Madonna? Do you ever do Madonna?
Look, I used to do Madonna, but then, oh, God, I had the pointy bra on one night and I took out a young drag queen's eye with it. Which is something you don't think of, really. You don't think that it's going to be that dangerous, but really, not sure. Oh, God, yeah, if I ruined her career in being a drag queen, I can tell you now.
Oh.
She's had to become a drag king, because that's not that fussy.
Has anyone seen Gaga drag? I haven't seen anyone do Gaga. Have you seen,
seen Gaga drag. Do you ever do Gaga drag, Prue?
I am going to do Gaga drag.
Oh, you are going to do Gaga drag.
I'll clearly have to have my cock out for it, but it's going to be
There it is. There it is.
Thank you so much.
But I got there in the end,
Prue Labs. Thank you, Prue.
All right, thanks, darling. See you.
I'll sleep when I'm dead, okay?
Well, it's time for the chafe, and which where we get angry about something.
Furious
about things that
we
don't matter.
We are livid.
And I know we already mentioned this in the update, but porn acting, it's not great.
No.
It's a little bit, you know, terrible. But I think gay films in general, I think even the ones where the people aren't having sex, the acting's, yeah. The acting's not
well,
much
Well, admittedly,
either.
For porn, you're not really watching for the... You're not expecting Meryl Streep in Anal Sluts 4, are you? You know, I mean, it is an interesting concept, granted, but...
A dildo's got my baby daughter. That would be...
I had a whore in Africa.
But it's very difficult to find a satisfying, you know, gay on screen in general.
Yeah.
Porn, yes. or drama or whatever.
Or comedy. I mean, I like the Modern Family gays. They're hilarious.
Yes.
They're quite funny.
But they're kind of the exception that proves the rule, you know.
Yeah.
So much of it is so earnest.
It was like, you know, this kid, you know, this character on Neighbours turned out gay this month. And it was just complete bullshit because he just sort of went about his business, but just suddenly mad for cock. And as a schoolboy coming out gay, where were the scenes where he ostentatiously won't stop asking people, do you think that guy's cute? Because I'm gay now. Do you think that guy's cute? Yeah, I think that guy's really cute. I think he's really cute. Where was the sudden gay haircut
it's
at
true.
School?
Because when you do come out, you suddenly be like you get a bit kind of gay. You get a bit uber gay when you first come out. You kind of, you know, I don't know. I know a lot of people who've done this have kind of thrown themselves into the lifestyle wholeheartedly. And I wanted to, we should have seen a bit of that. We should have seen him, you know, like, oh my God, they're talking about Les Mis and, you know, seeing Defying Gravity and all that kind of stuff.
Where was the scene where he goes to the school formal in, you know, bike shorts and a boa?
Yeah.
When it's like when you get a new phone, you want to use all the functions. Is it when you come out, it's just like, I'm going to like every man.
Yeah.
Where was all that sort of stuff?
Oh my God, how hot is Kylie Minogue? I'd so turn for her.
Because the thing is that everyone's so keen to make, you know, a political point about, you know, diversity and acceptance stuff. They forget how tedious teenage gays really are.
Yeah. I want to see the scene where he's in class and he puts his hand up to go to the toilet because his butt plug's starting to burn.
But you don't see it, you know.
No.
Modern Family was all right. Queer as Folk was... satisfactory. Depending.
Yeah.
The
American one or the British one?
The American one.
The British one's
pretty
good.
I found the American one really annoying.
Yeah.
It didn't push my button.
See, I don't know. What about Will and Grace?
Yeah, I liked Will and Grace, but essentially that was like watching a really well-rehearsed drag show.
Yeah. ridiculous.
It's just like, you know, when you like every year in just about every city, there is a gay film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And
tedious.
I remember going with,
fortunately, I managed to schedule a dental appointment during my
Yeah. Can we please welcome in the delightful Wes Snelling?
Yep. Hi.
Wes, now
hi.
I believe next year you are the patron of the Queer Film Festival in Bendigo. Yes.
What exactly does a patron do, Wesley?
Well, actually, I had to ask when they did ask me, because I thought, does that man have to give you money?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? No, I go and I open the festival and then do a big 40-minute spiel at the luncheon on the Sunday.
Ooh. Right. Is it a big queer film festival, the Bendigo?
Well, I don't know what it's like now. I know when Adam and I went a few years ago.
We did go because we were in a short film, which is being turned into a TV show at the ABC. And all four of us were in it.
Yes.
Yes.
We won't remember. That's right, yeah.
You're just going, well, oh, yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah.
And so Wes and I went to see it in Bendigo, and it was on in a short film program with a whole bunch of other gay films. And, oh, my God, they were the worst films. I was terrified. I went, oh, my God, we're in this category. This is awful.
When I hear you say gay film festival, I hear dog shit sandwich.
Yeah.
And when I hear you say gay short film festival, I hear you say stale dog shit sandwich.
What was so...
That is like pain on pain.
I found hilarious is at that time it was the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, and it was on a Saturday and it went from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. You know, and it has built up, and as the patron, I do want to, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful festival.
I'm sure it'd be great. I'm sure for the first time in recorded history, a queer film festival will have some interesting films in it.
No, yeah. Well, see, we had, I think we had, like, we enjoyed ourselves immensely because we went up, the film was on
because you
Saturday.
Were watching yourself. That's
yeah.
why.
Oh, regardless of that.
All right.
We went up and we emptied a couple of bottles of French champagne into our gullets and uh-huh. then went out on the town in Bendigo.
Oh, wow.
Which, can I just say, it was hilarious because Adam, you know, his profile was up and he'd been on the telly. And,
I was currently at that time doing Celebrity Dog School.
Wow. Yeah. So your profile was way up. Yeah. Hey,
Bendigo kept that running as long as it actually did. And there were these like 18-year-old, I guess, because we're at a pub, 17. 18-year-old straight boys hanging off Adam's earlobes.
Seriously, at one point there was like one on each side, completely hot teenage tradies, licking my ears to see who was better at it.
Oh, my God.
And I had to judge. And then in the morning... We wake up with a terrible hangover and I went, oh, Wes, can you believe those hot tradies that were licking my ears? And he's gone, yeah, I masturbated over that. And I'm like, oh, really not comfortable with you, you know,
can I
masturbating
just...
over me. And he goes, oh, you weren't in it.
Can I just say that when this segment started, it was called Chafe.
Yeah.
And it was about being angry at something. And it sounds no different to any other segment you've actually got.
We have a reason to put a bumper in.
Yeah.
But no, with like, how bad were like the some of those short films?
Oh, they're all about, you know, Korean boys crying in the rain.
Yes, there's always one about someone who's run away to the city has a bad experience. And
yeah,
all this
you've got to have your coming out.
There's always a coming out.
There's always a parody of bourgeois values, like a gay wedding.
Yes,
thing or parents coming round.
Pretend to be straight. Yes, yes.
There is always someone who's getting married and his best man really fancies him.
Yes. And there's always the lesbian documentary.
There's always a lesbian documentary.
Some lesbian has made a documentary about making a cheese sandwich in Bhopal. Piece of shit no one cares about. You know what they should do? I'm going to start my own gay film festival, right?
Yes.
And what it's going to be is I'm just going to show Twilight with the sound down. That is all that's going to happen. And it's going to be the best queer film festival in the fucking world.
Well,
it's going to be a double feature. It's going to be a double feature with, Grease 2. I always had a thing for Maxwell. I had a little Maxwell Caulfield thing when I was growing up.
I am so with you on Grease 2.
Am I right?
Yes, it was the only... We had two videos when videos first came out. Grease 2 and RoboCop. And Grease 2. I'm like, cool, rider.
Yeah, yes. It's fine.
As far as I can recite RoboCop.
Thank you, Wes.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. See, I'll gratefully accept any invitation to direct any film festivals on that basis.
Well, yeah. Let's hope, Wes, that you have some influence with the people of Bendigo.
No, film festival. I'm actually
and
really...
you can program that.
I'm really quite flattered. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come to Bendigo.
Oh, seriously, please. We let's do a poofcast in Bendigo.
Let's do an
OVA Bendigo poofcast in Bendigo.
Wonderful.
For the film festival, and with the sound turned down on the films, or we rag on them.
Right. I love it. I love it.
I'm sure they'll have. They're but, probably a lot better than it was 5 years ago.
If we do a podcast from the film festival, any of our average chats on any one topic is probably going to go longer than the actual festival. I think this segment alone has gone longer than the entire Bendigo Queer Film Festival.
No, but I love the optimism that we keep putting film festivals on every year. It's like, no, this year there might be some good films. It'll be awesome.
I think there must be someone employed at Film Victoria to generate ever more niche film festivals.
Yeah.
You know, like, we haven't got, launching this Thursday, the Melbourne Film Festival made by guys called Philip Who Have a Tan. Like, it's just it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, films about Hessian festival.
I know, I saw there was a Yiddish film festival.
Oh.
Of course there is.
Well, that short film that you were talking about before that we were all in went to a gay science fiction film festival.
It did, in Austin, Texas. It was screened at
a gay science fiction film festival,
which ran shorter than the Bendigo one that we went to 5 years ago.
Are we huge on the Texan gay science fiction film festival circuit?
Also, that short film was big in Italy. It played at the Milan gay film festival.
Wow.
Where there was a website devoted to it called Molto Jodie Foster.
Admittedly, I was getting messages on MySpace from random, random poofs all over the world, kind of going, "Oh, you're really hot." Wow! You mustn't be getting any where you're from.
Oh, thank you, Wes, for pitching in, and we all look forward to the Bendigo Gay Film Festival, of which you are the patron.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Poofcast.
Well, it's time for Community Billboard. We're at the bum end. I've stopped even caring about my innuendo. We're right up the arse of it.
What are we up to? Episode
12.
Episode 12. You know what I've discovered is that I've got about 9 episodes of interest in this project.
Have you reached your pinnacle?
I've reached the. I'm so sick of myself. I hate to think what the fucking listeners are thinking.
Oh, they're loving it, Toby. They're loving it, especially they love Gaydar of the Week. I've had a lot of emails from people.
Yes, well, let's find a friend.
Well, here is an 18-year-old from Gaydar called Fuck Me 101, but he spelled it like the French Connection for Cuck.
Oh, for Cuck Me.
For Cuck Me.
For Cuck Me. Oh, so he's shy.
Obviously. Yeah. And, well, he is shy at 18 in Adelaide. He says, "I'm mostly on this site for the cock."
Out of the mouths of babes.
God, well, not for long by the sound of things, but well done him.
He says, "Don't get me wrong, I'm looking for that special sun one, but on a site like this, my first thought is sex." I love it. He said what we've all been thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
good on him.
Tiptoeing around it. He says, you know, he likes big cocks. That's a big bonus. He's never been with a black guy, really wants to. Doesn't have an issue with age, as long as you've got the goods and know how to use them.
Mm.
He says, "There's two sides of me. I'm not really into random hookups, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't say no for the right guy." Not into random hookups, but he's on Gaydar.
Mm. Yeah.
I really like this guy.
He's cute.
Because he's talking about...
He's complex.
Know, if I meet someone or, you know, if we date or fall in love or whatever, bam, do you just want to fuck me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't cost extra.
No. And he says, he says, I get horny as much as the next guy, but I have my standards.
What's if he doing?
I'm going to have sex with just anyone. They've got to have the right stats. Mm. And then one of those weird emoticons with the P. I think that means your tongue's sticking out. Age doesn't really matter to me. You're 18, for Christ's sake. So it can't matter. As long as I find you attractive. Oh, and I have a thing for huge cocks.
Oh, just thought he'd drop that in there.
Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Not just large, not big, not,
huge,
you know.
Huge. Interestingly, huge. As luck would have it, Scott also has a thing for huge cocks.
Yeah. It's called my mouth.
And he says, I get really good off over the idea of having someone film me getting pounded. So keep that in mind.
What, he wants to someone
then
beating him up?
And then winky emoticon. So he pounded into the headboard. You know.
So he wants someone with it with a huge dick and a Kodak brownie.
Oh. So I mean, there are people alive who would not know what a Kodak brownie was.
Oh, it sounds like a really ugly euphemism. Oh. Oh yeah, no, he was good, but he left me with a Kodak brownie.
Kodak brownie. Look, it's one of the things about being 160 years old.
A box brownie at that.
Gen Y, it's a camera. It's what we used to call a camera.
Cameras are like. Cameras are like a phone, but without you can't
a phone.
Without phone.
A phone that you can't talk
is.
On.
Yeah.
You just take pictures with it. That would be confusing.
That would be terribly confusing.
Because, you know, the Gen Ys, they're not bang up for finding things out.
No, they are not.
Speaking of Gen Y, we should catch up with our Gen Y spy.
Yes, please.
Who is filling in for Melinda Buttle in Top or Bottom.
You ain't doing my butt in my butt. Let's do in the butt. Okay.
Once again, it's time for Top or Bottom. And we have filling in for our bottom whisperer this week. We have...
Still away on tax exile.
Still away on tax exile with Hoags. we have our Gen Y spy, Reese Nicholson. Ooh. How's it going, darling?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Nice. Now, we have set you a top or bottom that really every Gen Y will probably be dilating over just a little bit.
Yes,
it's the ultimate. It really is.
It is a giant Y clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Who is top or bottom out of Twilight's Edward or Jacob? Hot vampire versus hot werewolf. So pasty versus brown.
It's really clash of the calendars, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are girls all over Australia with different names written in text on the bottom of their school bags who have very high stakes in this.
Is this school bag a euphemism?
I'm right here, Reese.
Only for the ones from the western suburbs. Right.
Okay, so I decided to do a bit of research. I was just going to do the Carrie Bickmore that we always talk about, where I just Googled 10 minutes before. Right.
Don't give away our secrets. Come on.
But so I decided to just plunge deep into the terrifying world of fan fiction.
Oh, right.
Man.
Slash fiction.
Oh, of course, because all the head-up girls will be writing slash fiction
about Jacob just pounding each other into nonsense.
And actually, I have to declare my interest at the outset, too.
Right.
I am Jacob all the way.
You're Team Jacob?
Absolutely.
Team Jacob.
100% Team Jacob.
See, I was Team Jacob until I found out Taylor Lautner cracked the shits over... he bought a van, like a trailer, to make a movie with Sigourney Weaver, and it didn't turn up in time. So he sued the company for emotional distress.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, my things didn't turn up.
He's got a lot of weight to hold, all those pecs and stuff. Comfortably.
That's right.
Air conditioned.
I completely understand his point of view. What if he's distressed and one of his abs wilts?
Yeah.
It's going to ruin everything.
Yes.
So where are you going, Reese?
Where am I going?
On this topic, not where are you headed?
Yeah, well, I'm just... Basically, fan fiction's scary and it's fucked. That's really my opinion. And you can tell that it is written by those kind of Gen Y, like kind of year 9 girls, because there's a lot of like alliteration.
Right. And is it written in like that kind of text speak? This like
Yeah.
Like
he
great.
Came, lol. Ruffle Costa. And there seems to be a lot of like Jake is usually the top in all these things. I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure, only because I don't think he's brooding enough to be like a... I mean, Edward's more of like a lesbian top, I think. You know, you can always tell who's the top in a lesbian couple because she's the one in the corner at the party in her best flannelette just brooding. While the bottom's out there telling everyone about how good the La Tigre concert was.
While the other one's munching down on the celery stick dipped in organic zucchini.
Yeah, which again, euphemisms. But like I think emotionally, like there's all different ones. Emotionally, I think Edward is the top, but then I think physically it would probably be Jacob because he's a werewolf and he'd always want to be doing it doggy style.
Hey, there's
the other one. And what do vampires do? They suck.
Yes! It's a good point you make because, he can keep bench pressing.
Yeah.
While he's topping.
That's true.
He can hold him up, like on top of a tree or something.
Oh, bless.
Something like that. I think you're right.
I'm so glad that my private at-home fantasies have now made them the podcast.
Oh, my God.
My fantasy being Reese talking about Edward and Jacob.
Yeah.
Can you just stop calling me at weird hours and asking me about that?
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to make sure you were ready for today.
Can I just say that I've never seen Twilight, I've never read it. My only knowledge of Twilight is from having been forced to sit through Vampires Suck. So that's my only knowledge.
This is what
of...
you get for dating 22-year-olds, you retard.
Come in, will you learn?
Oh, look, come on. I got a large fries and the blowjob out of it. Come on.
I told you not to tell anyone about
it. Oh, Reece, you cheeky little thing.
I'm 20, thank you.
please thank our Gen Y spy, Reece Nicholson.
Oh, thank you, Reece.
Thank you, Reece.
That was extraordinary.
For going into that top or bottom territory.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
He's a funny boy.
I really do want to watch Twilight with sound down now.
I feel like we just have.
Have you watched it with the sound up? It's tedious.
Oh, no.
It's far too much Kristen Stewart talking. Now, before we go, we should probably catch up with our favourite lesbian.
I haven't heard from it.
What's that, Betsy? Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, God, the silver beet hasn't taken off this year.
Poor Bitsy. I know. Her farmer's market has just fallen.
Yeah.
She's had a rough trot.
She's had a really bad time.
Well, she got worms.
But her pelt has seldom been better.
I know. Just wish she'd stop dragging her ass on the floor like that. And I have company over. We will be back with you next time on the Poofcast where, Bitsy is going to love this one. We are talking all things lickety-split. Lesbian special.
Excellent.
That's going to be good.
And you know what? Because it's a lesbian special, let's not get any actual lesbians on.
No.
They might be upset.
They might, yeah.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.